I didn't see a lot of the. I heard Gruden up there, and I used to work with Gruden, so I know a little bit about him. So he and I are together in Philly, but you know they had a different package in that Outback Bowl, and they played Georgia in that game, and he was having a hell of a game, and they had a little different package. They didn't do that all year to him, where they were taking him off the field on third down. But he's a big guy. He's quick for a big guy. He's got good movement. He's got really good agility. He's got excellent instincts. He's one of the better players I've seen in a couple years on finding the ball very fast. Thought he did a great job at that. And I think he'll add some juice to our front. He can get off blocks and do some of the things that we ask him to do.
Seems like in the nickel.
Oh, yeah. Right off the bat. Yep. He'll compete for that nickel spot. I mean, he's got some quickness to him for a big guy. He anticipates the snap count very well, and sometimes he gets off sides. I realize that. We'll have to work on him on that, but a lot of D-line coaches will tell you if you're not off sides a couple times a year, you're not getting off on the ball on time. So, but he'll be competing for all of the positions. No, he's going to be a defensive end. He'll be a defensive end, and we play so much three technique and five technique, particularly in our nickel and stuff like that. The big thing he's going to have to learn is the Okie end, where we're in the tight front. But other than that, he's played all the positions, and he'll be a defensive end for us.
How do you think he is at the point of attack?
He's good. He's good at the point of attack. I mean, I think the thing that was impressive that we liked about him was he played against those kids at Georgia that are getting drafted now. He played against those guys at Wisconsin. He's played against some pretty good talent and had some good games against those guys. Now, of course, D lineman is not going to win every snap, but he did a nice job against some good players in the conference or the games that he played.
What do you think of your group now that you've added Worthy and then a couple of guys in free agency?
Yep, it's getting better. We're excited to see Hargrove and Muir, and this kid will fit right in. And he's a really, you know, he is a younger kid, but we did a lot of talking to his head coach at Michigan State. Dom has a great relationship with the head coach there, and we spent some time with him down at the combine. So we feel comfortable about his personality and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of kids that have some growing up to do, and he certainly does. But deep down, he's a good kid.
There was some talk that maybe he was potential late first rounder. What was the talk in the room? Was it the fact that he started slipping? You guys felt that you just had to make the move now?
Well, when you looked at the first part of the draft, I was sitting up there watching it. You didn't see a lot of those guys go, and then as soon as that first one went, you saw what happened. The next two went right after him, because you really kind of had Reyes, Steele, and Worthy kind of lumped together, and those guys went bam. You know, as soon as the first one went, you knew the other ones were going to go. So, you know, we were a little bit down there, and, you know, you'll have to ask Ted that question, because I'm not in the big room, so. But, I mean, it was kind of my thought, and then I got called down to the big room, so I was kind of anticipating that was going to happen.
Mike, other than kind of learning your defense, you talked about the Okie. What are some of the other things, maybe technique-wise, this guy's got to work out or polish?
Well, I mean, he's got a real knack for being able to freeze guys and get his hips around. He can flip his hips with these. There's a lot of techniques that he's going to have to learn that we play. Just, I mean, I could mention 100 of them, but just some of the things that we do differently than what he did at Michigan State. But when he was a 3 and a 1, I mean, he ended up playing both of those positions probably equal, and we play those two positions the most. So they're not going to be very different from what he did in college.
Did you sense from the people in the big room that it was a priority to add to your unit there?
I think it was. I mean, obviously they made a trade there, Ted made a trade, so he wanted to make sure that he got one of those guys.
Does he remind you of anybody you've coached?
Not really. I mean, he's He's quick like some of the other guys I've had, but he's a little bit bigger. I think he was 308 pounds at the combine. So he's bigger in there. He didn't lift at the combine, but he lifted at home. He's a very strong kid. And I remember watching him on TV a couple times. Obviously, being a Wolverine, I watched him a couple times. And I was impressed with him watching him on just, you know, TV at home. So when I had the chance to watch him on film, it was kind of, you know, reiterated what I thought.
Turdo, I know it's about your defense as a whole, but yesterday, you know, you kind of got Clay help. Did you get BJ some help with this pick?
I think so. I think so. I mean, he's not one of those. He's a kid that's got very good movement skills for a big guy, so he's not going to be restricted to. Just playing a certain amount of downs, he'll have the opportunity to compete here for all three downs, and you know that'll be up to him, you know, whether he can do it. But he'll get the opportunity to compete for that. And he added another big guy in there that I think can really play both in there. And there'll be some technique things. You know, you discussed that. I mean, he takes some chances on some things in college that you can do, and we'll have to settle him down a little bit that way. But when he had to sit down and play the run, he can play the run. He's big enough, he's strong enough, and he could do it. We just have to make sure we keep him a consistent player that way. And then when it's time to turn him loose, we feel he has the quickness to do that.
Mike, how's Mike Neal dealing with the suspension?
We haven't really even brought it up. I mean, they've been working out here and meeting and stuff. We'll be able to on Monday. Will be the first chance to get him on the field and stuff like that. It'll be a very short, abbreviated thing, but – you know, there's no use looking back as far as, I mean, I don't have nothing to do with that. I'm just kind of coaching the kid, trying to get him better. He missed some time here. He's missed a lot of time here. So I'm just trying to get as much knowledge into him as I can right now. And he'll have to make sure between now and training camp that he gets it all, because then he'll miss some time.
Is he back able to do everything? Mm-hmm.
Yep. As far as I know, yes.
You mentioned Hartwell also earlier.
Mm-hmm. He's another guy that what I liked about him was, or what we liked about him, he's a little bit smaller than some of the guys that we have, but he's another guy that has a lot of juice to him. He really he plays hard every down, and I think it's just kind of in his DNA to go full speed every down. I think anytime you can inject that into your room, and he's got some leadership, the guy's overcome a lot. So, I mean, even just we've had 5, 6, 7, I don't remember the amount of meetings with him in there, but he's not overly vocal, but he's vocal enough where the guys will listen to him. He's been around a little bit. He's got a good story to tell, and he really appreciates being back in the National Football League. And I think that that's a great message to put in that room right there, because as you do anything in life, as you go on, you can kind of take things for granted. And maybe that, I don't know if that's what he did, but he's just always talking to these guys about, you know, he's going to work hard every day. And when you can add that piece to your room, it's a tremendous asset for you.
Mike, is the difference between Steele and Worthy?
I think Steele was probably, you know, he's a little taller, longer. I don't think he had quite the wiggle that Worthy did. They were kind of two different players, but we just thought in the end, I mean, it was very close between those two, but we just thought at the end that he had Jarrell had a little bit more wiggle and get off than Steele. And then, you know, like I said, that was a tough one. That one was debated very long and hard. I mean, it wasn't a slam dunk. We liked both those kids, but we just thought as far as just the movement and, you know, the juice that he gives us in there, that's what we just went with that pick.